Tonight, Broadway marks the end of the 2004-2005 season with the 59th annual Tony Awards ceremony. Reporter Jeff London hit the streets of the theater district to ask some people whose livelihoods depend on the health of Broadway for their Tony Award picks.
You see them every night outside of Broadway theaters. Long lines of limousines and town cars and their drivers in crisp white shirts and dark suits, waiting to pick up well-heeled customers and Broadway stars after the curtain comes down, chauffeurs offer a street-level view of the theater business. Alex Gonzalez is one of them. He owns a limo service that has contracts with several Broadway shows and producers. Gonzalez says it's been a good season.
Working in Broadway as of October has been pretty busy. I drive numerous stars, and it's an up and down like the stock market. But right now, it's just booming.
Variety magazine agrees with Gonzalez. The Showbiz Weekly reports that this season's Broadway box office brought in almost $769 million, close to a record high. And there are lots of shows getting great buzz this year. I met some limo drivers standing on 44th Street. They wouldn't tell me their names, since they sign confidentiality agreements with the stars they drive, so they gave me pseudonyms. One called himself Denny Knock Knock. The other, Dr. Pepper.
So what's the hot play?
The hot play is Decimal right across the street.
Right across the street.
Spamalot is the hot play. It's the hottest. It got the most Tony Award nominations for this season.
We're knights of the round table. We dance whenever able. We do routines and chorus scenes to put work in that cable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spend a lot.
Spamalot, the new musical based on Monty Python and the Holy Grail, is this year's 800-pound gorilla, with 14 Tony nominations, including nods for stars Hank Azaria and Tim Curry. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to capture the top prize. Last year, the highly popular Wicked was bested by Avenue Q, a plucky little puppet show that moved from off-Broadway. And this year, the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, another transfer from off-Broadway, has been packing them in on Broadway. Sebastian Lazzaro, a limousine dispatcher, says this little musical is a genuine contender.
That is definitely sneaking up on people. You know, it's being noticed all of a sudden. And where did it come from? Like a sleeper, they call in films. You know, it's, you don't know it's there, and all of a sudden it's making all kinds of crazy money and getting all kinds of accolades and notice.
At the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee.
The other two shows in the musical category, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, starring Best Actor nominees John Lithgow and Norbert Leo Butts, and The Light in the Piazza, with leading actress contender Victoria Clark, have 11 nominations apiece. Many feel Adam Gettle's lush romantic music for The Light in the Piazza has a good chance to win Best Score. While musicals are the big money makers on Broadway, by no means has it been a bad year for plays. There have been some very well-received revivals. 12 Angry Men was a surprise hit for the Roundabout Theater. And Edward Albee's Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf and David Mamet's Glengarry Glen Ross have both received raves. Certainly limo dispatcher Sebastian Lazzaro gives the Mamet play, which features Alan Alda, Liev Schreiber, and Gordon Clapp, all of whom are up for Tonys, his own personal rave. He says he can relate to the cutthroat world of Glengarry's real estate salesman.
You know, it's just like when you walk in to buy a house, or you walk in to buy a car, or you walk in to buy anything. You've always got somebody opens up and you've got to close. Get that deal. I don't care what you've got to promise them. It doesn't matter who's dying, who's not. That's what I like about Glengarry Glen Ross.
Put a closer on the job. There's more than one man. You put a proven man out there, and you watch it. Now, wait a second. You watch your dollar volumes. You start closing them for 50 instead of 25. You put a closer.
Shelley, you blew the last.
No, John, no. Let's wait. Let's back up here.
Three blocks north of Glengarry Glen Ross on 48th Street, Kathleen Turner is starring as the corrosive Martha, with Bill Irwin as George, in the revival of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf.
Just try to stay on your feet, that's all. These people are your guests. You know.
I can't even see you. I haven't been able to see you for years.
If you pass out or throw up or something...
You're blank. A cipher.
Alex Gonzalez is Kathleen Turner's personal limo driver. She and her three castmates have been nominated for Tony Awards, and across the street, all four actors in Doubt, John Patrick Shanley's multi-award-winning play about a nun who suspects a priest of child abuse, have been nominated as well.
You know, between the Doubt and Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, I think that's an all-out battle between them two, because I think the character, I forgot the name of the actress who plays it, but...
Cherry Jones.
Yeah. They're like two outlaws ready to battle for this Tony.
Did you give Donald Muller wine to drink?
Have you never done anything wrong?
I have.
Mortal shame.
Yes,
and...
I confessed it. Did you give Donald Muller wine to drink?
Whatever I have done, I have left in the healing hands of my confessor, as have you. We are the same.
We are not the same.
Rounding out the Best Play category are two shows that closed, August Wilson's Gem of the Ocean and Michael Frayn's Democracy. But Martin McDonagh's black comedy, The Pillow Man, with Best Actor nominee Billy Crudup, is still a hot ticket. Limo driver Alex Gonzalez says because of his job, he doesn't get to see a lot of shows, hot or not.
My theater is the five seats in my compartment of my car. I mean, that's where I get more of the actions, more of the hearing, and this is where I hear it all. And, yeah, well, you know, confidentiality.
Which means you won't hear a peep from Alex Gonzalez as he drives to and from the Tony Awards tonight at Radio City Music Hall. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
And if you can't wait for the Tony Awards ceremony tonight, there are features on many of the nominees at our website, npr.org.